We are so lucky to have Lisa Lanier on the line. She is our official attorney of this program. She is the president of the Lanier Law Group and is our official attorney and goes inside usually three legal cases. I have so many legal questions I want answers to today.
It just happened today organically.
Bam, bam, bam. We got all these legal cases and we had some others from earlier in the week. So we're just going to get to what we can get to and dive right in with her. Lisa, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you on the phone. Two stories we've covered in the last half hour. One, there were some teenagers at the top of a 60-foot bridge where there's to be no jumping into the water below. But, of course, teenagers do that. So they go up, a group of them go up there. They're recording this. One girl decides at the last second after they do the 3-2-1 countdown, I'm not going to jump. She says, I'm not going to jump. And then one of the other kids like, okay, she's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. One of her female friends comes up from behind and pushes her in the middle of the back, like between the shoulder blades. So she topples forward and does basically a 60-foot belly flop, breaking five ribs and collapsing two lungs. She has trouble getting in the water. Somebody gets in there and gets her. Biggie and I are at odds on this. Biggie says, I would be the pusher. I took offense.
Well, that's because he's impatient, Lisa.
He says, I'm impatient. Others are saying I'm too much of a tattletale and would never have been up on the bridge to begin with and would pay attention to those signs. The big question is here, what can the girl who pushed her be charged with? Is there going to be a charge for this? We had one caller say, hey, look, that's attempted murder. You know well enough to know you could kill somebody if you push them off a bridge at 60 feet when they've clearly said on tape, I don't want to jump. What are your thoughts, Lisa?
Well, you know, normally, and again, this is like if the girl had died, you would certainly be looking at, like we talked about with the coach, you'd be looking at, you know, a voluntary and involuntary manslaughter type thing. But usually when there's horseplay that results in an injury, a lot of times they don't charge the person. You know, when it's kids, I mean, even though they technically can and probably should, but a lot of times they don't. So when there's horseplay that results in an injury like this, they can certainly charge them with an assault, because an assault is basically an unwanted or offensive touching that, you know, is likely to result in some kind of physical harm. And that can be with a push. It can be with hitting somebody with, you know, a stick or, you know, whatever, a bat, a gun, whatever. So it is possible, especially because there was so much notoriety around this as it, you know, went viral yesterday. It certainly is possible that they will charge the teen that pushed her with an assault. That is definitely an assault.
Yeah.
And certainly these kind of things happen more often than we hear about, I think. And it's just, this was particularly egregious, and it particularly, you know, got all this attention because it was videotaped.
I don't know why I feel this way, but I would be okay if they did not charge her with anything, because I do think that's just, I'm sure she immediately regretted it. I'm sure she didn't mean to hurt her. She was trying. She thought the girl would jump in and then they'd all laugh about it. She'd say later, thanks for getting me over my fear. I just don't think, you know, the intent was not there.
You think like the relationship between these two girls kind of factors in? Were they good friends? Were they, Did they just meet each other?
I doubt it. I think they were probably good friends. To do something like that to somebody, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. I mean, some people are mean.
Yeah, I sort of thought, from the video, I thought it sort of implied like they're, you know, that they're friends and that this was just the one friend getting cold feet. And you know, teenagers, a lot of times, young people don't necessarily apprehend how serious what they're about or dangerous what they're about to do is. Mm-mm. So to this girl, you know, it may have been like pushing your friend in the pool. And she didn't realize.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
But you got my hackles up when Lisa Lanier said horseplay.
You see Chris Dem sit up?
Former lifeguard does not cotton to horseplay.
I was reaching for my whistle.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And Dave has entered into evidence, some people are mean.
And I agree.
Let the record show, people are mean.
Especially teenage girls.
Right. Now, they could have that kind of relationship. In that case, the girl who got pushed might say, throw the book at her.
Yeah, they
never liked her.
She's my frenemy. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't like her, but we're in the same group of friends.
Right. It's a combination of friend and enemy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I guess you all put that together before. I'm sorry. I wanted
man,
to clarify.
Both you and Dave are on it.
I wanted to clarify.
Some people are mean, and you're like, it's friend and enemy. Frenemy.
I'm tired of saying friend enemy. I'm going to just. What if we just shorten it, guys?
Yeah. It's kind of like Frye.
Y'all wasting Lisa's time.
We are. We're on the clock, too.
One more story that got my hackles up yesterday was from this father in Manchester, England. His name is George Salt. He had a daughter die only after being born for 2 days in July of 1988, and she's buried in a cemetery there called Southern Cemetery in Manchester. For 30 years, he has visited her grave many times, obviously, over 30 years. And then recently, he went to her grave, and it was in a different place. The stone was in a different place. So we said to the officials at the cemetery, what's up here? And they said, oh, yeah, we had that mismarked for all these years. And they were very apologetic, and they moved it to where it should be now. But he said, but I've been coming here for 30 years talking to my daughter that I lost at only 2 days old, comforting her, you know, grieving her for 30 years. And now he's not like talking lawsuit or anything, and they've apologized. But I said, I want somebody to give me some, I want some money or something, because I've been
some
going
money for this. Right?
I want some money. I've been going to the wrong place for 30 years. What are your thoughts on this, Lisa?
Yeah, so, you know, if this happened here in the United States, certainly he could recover a settlement or verdict, I'm sure, from the cemetery, because it does happen more often than we realize, I think, where people are either buried in the wrong plot or there's a mix-up with the headstone or the grave marker. And juries tend to give people a fair amount of money, and not millions, but usually you see, like, there have been verdicts in recent years of the highest one I found was $400,000. For a mix-up where somebody was buried in the wrong grave and people had been grieving. But the interesting thing where there's more money awarded is usually where they have to dig up the body and relocate it, because that's more traumatic to the family. Mm-hmm. So where it's in a situation like this, where it's just the headstone was in the wrong place, I would think there might be a smaller verdict if that happened here, like, you know, something more in the $100,000.
Okay, interesting. All right, I'd be all right with that.
My question is,
$100,000, it seems right to me.
It's not bad. Yeah. When the body was interred, don't you remember kind of where that place is? That was my question.
Yeah, I would think.
If it was near a rock wall or tree or who they're buried next to in that case. I'm wondering kind of how they got confused.
I wonder if there was no, like...
And he doesn't...
Well, the stone is usually not placed right after the burial, correct?
No, but I think what Dave's saying is if you're in a certain part of the cemetery...
If that's my child, I'm going to remember where they were.
Right.
Where we laid them to rest.
So if you go back a week later to visit the grave and it's
over there somewhere else,
50
I'm like...
yards away.
Day one, I would say, what the hell?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I read that article and he said, I had a suspicion many years ago and asked them about it. And they said, no, everything's fine. Mm. So he had brought it up once before. So
I think that factors into it too.
I do too, that they told him everything was okay.
Yeah. Mm.
And 30 years later, by the way, also in the article, it says that there are more than 200,000 graves in that cemetery.
Good Lord.
I could see that being hard to find.
Yeah, 200,000. I mean, that's a big city.
Yeah.
I mean, a medium-sized city,
at
least.
I think they do things a little differently there, because it also said in the article that there were quite a few names on this marker. Like, so I think one marker must cover, and especially if you're in a cemetery that large, they must have, like, a plot that has several people interred in it in one marker.
Must they go high-rise style?
They've been around a lot longer.
They must.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right. Although the cemetery I visit where my parents are, they've now started building those, I don't even know what they're called.
Mausoleums.
Mausoleums, yeah, where people are. I don't want that. I want to be...
You mean full-size remains or cremation?
Full-size remains in like a...
Like a crypt?
Yes, exactly. And you see the names of all the people, to save space, basically. They're on top of each other. Although my wife and I, we may go and save money, right?
No, they're pricey.
Oh, they are. They're
my grandfather's in one.
Oh, they're
pricey.
More expensive. Okay. My wife and I are going to be cremated and mixed together, Lisa.
Aw.
Isn't that precious?
That's precious, yeah.
Whether the other person is surviving or not.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
My wife says no matter what happens, if she goes, I have to be cremated the next
day. If
she
goes, you go.
I go too.
Be immediately cremated.
That's just how it is.
Get in here with me. Didn't expect that coming from Lisa, did you?
She was my favorite frenemy.